In today's episode, we're going to change things up and go on a field trip. I think a lot of us are missing being outside in a park and hanging out with our family and friends. And at the time of recording this episode, the playgrounds are still closed where I live, and we are, of course, still physical distancing. But just because we're home, it doesn't mean we can't go anywhere. Let's use our imaginations to go on a field trip to a park for outdoor mindfulness. If you have headphones, I would recommend listening to this episode with them on. Are you ready? Let's go! Hi everyone! We're just going to get started now. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Chanel. I'm so glad that you could join us here for our Outdoor Mindfulness Day at Peace Out Park. Isn't it such a beautiful sunny day today? Now, did everybody put on their sunscreen and hats? Oh, no? Oh, that's okay. I brought extra sunscreen for everyone. Oh, I have to put some on now too. So let's do that together. Can you put out your hand? Oh, there's a sunscreen bottle. You can squeeze some onto your hand, just a little. Oh, yeah, that's enough. Okay, now let's start to apply it to our face, rubbing it into our forehead. Rub your cheeks. Don't forget your nose. And now your neck. Oh, and the shoulders, those can burn quite quickly too. All right, let's make sure we've covered our arms. You need any more? Okay, here you go. Okay, now let's get our legs. Yeah, usually we would put our sunscreen on before we go outside or wear some light long sleeves to cover up. But for now, this will work. We're under this tree as well. And there, I think that should be good. Are you okay? Oh, okay, good. Let me just put this away. Okay, let's get started. Did everyone bring a blanket or a beach towel to lie on? I have a few extras here, so just take one if you need one. Oh, yep, go ahead. I'll lay mine out here. We can make a big circle with our blankets and sit down or lie down on them. Great. So, I hope you're comfortable here. Again, you're welcome to sit or lie down right now. Close your eyes if you'd like. Let's start to slow down now. Feel the warm sunshine on your face. Feel the light breeze blowing through your hair, over your arms and shoulders, keeping it from getting too hot. It's the perfect temperature. Can you hear the other people in the park? There's a lot going on around us, but let's focus on one thing. This thing is really special and very important. Without it, we wouldn't be alive. It's the first thing we do when we're born, and we cannot go more than a couple minutes without doing this. Can you guess what I'm talking about? Yes, that's right, breathing. Let's focus on our breathing. We're all breathing right now. Breathing happens in the present. When we talk about mindfulness, that means paying attention to what is happening in the present. So if we just pay attention to our breathing, then we are definitely focusing on the present moment. Try it now. Place one hand over your heart and one hand on your belly. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your nose slowly. Take another breath in now and breathe out. Keep going. Feel the air entering through your nose and moving through to your lungs and your whole body. And then feel the air pass out through your nose again as you breathe out. As you breathe in, let it fill your belly like a balloon. Feel your belly rising and then falling as you breathe the air back out. If you notice yourself getting distracted by any of the noises or talking around us, that's good. That is a signal that you're giving to yourself that you just need to place your mind back onto your breathing. Imagine a bird that lives out, far away on a small island in the middle of an ocean. The bird is free to fly as far and as high as it wants to, but the bird will always come back to the island because there's nowhere else to land. Think of your thoughts as that bird. Your thoughts have so many places to go, so many things to see. And think of that island as your home base, where the bird will always have to come back to. Whenever you notice that you're distracted, all you need to do is guide that bird back down to the island or bring your attention back to your breathing. Turn your attention now to your breathing. How does the air feel moving in and out through your nostrils right now? Can you feel your belly moving up and down? Which is easier to focus on? The air through your nostrils or your belly breathing? Whichever it is, make that your home base, the place where you bring your attention back to when you notice that your thoughts are flying away. If you'd like, you can move your hands onto your knees or on your lap, wherever it feels the most comfortable. Let's give this a try for just 10 seconds. Now, to help signal the start and the end of our time, I brought my singing bowl here. Here, I'll hold it up so everyone can see. There, so you can see it sort of looks like a bronze bowl, very wide. And here's the mallet. It's a round wooden stick with some soft felt wrapped around the top. That's the part I strike the bowl with, on the edge or on the side. All right. Focus on your home base, your breathing, your home base, whether it be at your nostrils or on your belly. And whenever you notice that you're distracted or your thoughts are somewhere else, all you need to do is bring your focus back on that home base, your breathing. Ready? Well done. How did that feel? Did your bird come back to the island? Were you able to keep your attention on your breathing? Well, mindfulness is a practice, so let's keep practicing. This time, we'll try to keep our attention on our breathing for 30 seconds. Remember, that means we're just focusing on the air moving in and out through our nose, or focusing on the feeling of our belly rising and falling. Are you comfortable? Okay, let's start the 30 seconds now. How do you feel? Did that feel different than the first time? When you noticed that you were distracted, were you able to pull your attention back to your breathing? Let's try one more. I think we can practice doing a longer time now. So we'll practice for one whole minute this time. We can do this. You did it. You just practiced mindfulness meditation for 1 minute. How do you feel after that minute? Were you able to notice when your thoughts flew away faster than before? Or was it the same? Let's take a moment now to notice how our breathing is feeling now. How our bodies are feeling. I hope you're feeling good right now, both in body and mind, and feeling a little more calm and relaxed after our outdoor mindfulness meditation. Okay, I see some parents and families over there ready to pick some of you up now. Now, before everyone goes, if you want to keep practicing mindfulness meditation, remember the bird and the island. If the bird flies away, it's okay. It will always come back to the island, its home base. Just like your thoughts, if they wander away while you're trying to focus on your breathing, it's okay. Once you notice that, that's just your signal that it's time to bring your attention back to home base, your breathing. Many people will spend their lives practicing mindfulness meditation, including me, but it's a really amazing way to find calm and peace. So I hope you keep practicing and practicing too. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Bye. Bye. See you next time. Bye. Thanks for coming. Bye. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Sang. Sound editing by John Karsten. Produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM and Chanel Sang. Thanks for listening.